What's up, everybody? This is Authentically. I'm your host, Charlie, and I'm super excited to share with you guys a brand new mini-series that I'm launching. It's called More Than a Trend or Hashtag. I believe everything happens for a reason. There has to be some lessons to be taken out of what was seemingly unprecedented that has carried on into this year. Now, with a few months to reflect on what was 2020, can we have just a little bit of at least closer to 2020 vision to see a little more clearly how to best move forward as a society? What are some of the lessons you learned that are impacting you today? And what are some of the lessons NBA players and coaches learned from this season of life and their literal 2020 NBA season leading up to this 2021 season? So, I went around and asked players like Steph Curry, Damian Lillard, James Harden, veterans like Chris Paul, to rookie like Anthony Edwards, along with NBA coaches to see how they have processed what's been a crazy season for everyone. The NBA has shed some light on some pressing, important social justice issues that has brought up difficult conversations that are important to have no matter what political affiliation you fall under, what ethnicity, race, or background you have. It's about listening, coming to the table, finding common ground to have important, difficult conversations to keep the conversation going. Because Black Lives Matter shouldn't be just a trend. Stop Asian Hate shouldn't be just a thing for a period of time. Fighting for racial equality should be an everyday, blue and red, Republican, Democrat, independent, everybody thing. 2020, a time of pain, a time of sorrow, a time of unknowns, heartache, and constant ever-changing protocols. What was supposed to be a tip-off to a shiny, normal new decade instead brought with it a global pandemic, social justice issues, and a growing mental health crisis. There was loss, grief, and bleak outlooks. Yet through all that, through all the struggle, the adversity, the valleys, what 2020 also brought us was even more of a clear 2020 vision to the fragility of human life and to be grateful for yet another day. To realize that there's so much more going on outside your little bubble that you may have had to be quarantined in for a while, it exposed the many atrocities being taken place because of prejudices and racism. It brought perspective, clarity, strength, resilience, and dare I say, hope. The culmination of the shutdowns taking place seemed to have really started from when the NBA closed its arena doors to postpone its season. Months of uncertainty, then players also experiencing the heaviness and even loss from the pandemic. Then social justice protests, then plans turned to the Disney World bubble where the NBA continued its season. Many teams were there for months without their families quarantining themselves, which can parallel to society where many of you may not have been able to see your loved ones in person or you felt shut off even mentally, struggling with anxiety or depression. What they didn't tell you in a lot of mainstream media or wherever you get your information is that with all the darkness, there was a steady light shining bright through it all. Gold is refined through fire. After the storm, the sun shines brighter. All you have to do is stay the course, keep on going, getting back up off the mat yet again to fight the good fight. Whereas Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all flesh shall see it together. When we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last." My hope is maybe, just maybe, we can learn a little something from the sum of what everyone has learned and that we can apply a nugget here or there to hopefully be better as a society. Because if there's anything we know about the NBA, anything can happen. Upsets happen, the underdog can hit a last second shot, that through adversity and losses, there's lessons to be learned to get a win. So hopefully we can turn this L into a W in your life and mine. So hop on this journey with me as I fly from state to stay, coast to coast, jet set, via Zoom, of course, to different teams, different players, different perspectives, from Minnesota to Brooklyn to LA, to New York, to Memphis, to Portland,
to Philly,
the city of brotherly love,
to Phoenix,
to Chicago,
to Detroit.
Here's to a time of learning, a time of growth, a time of reflection, refreshment, and refinement.
Are you ready?
That's the real question.
Yeah, I know you are.
Come on, huddle up, huddle up. Here we go. It's about time. What time is it? Here's the tip-off. It's tip-off time. Let's go.